Okay. I don't know. First, of course, I want to give Yasha Kayach to my dear friends, to David and Shoshana Lawrence, to be in a house where parents love their children and parents love each other and the parents love their parents. No, it's not so posh these days. It's not so posh. My dear friend Reb Chaim Shmuel Zaidi, the Or in this family is very much Noveya from that extraordinary person. The whole Mishpacha. Say Minoisa Kankan and Asan Nesla Shoshanim. So it's also a little bit of a nice for Shoshana to get all the chevra into the house like this. And I hope that not everything will be broken. Some of there'll be something left in the house.
It's not permanent.
It's not permanent. I want to thank Yosef. It's so good to have you back with us. Hashem, the Gunim, Chiz. We should sing together in Yerushalayim.
Amen.
Yerushalayim belongs to us. You remember that. In case somebody forgot, they didn't know. Got confused a little bit. Talk about that a different time. The money says it's a little bit hard for me to talk. There was a big tzaddik who lived not so long ago. And he said, a bissel is euch good. A little bit is also good. So let me talk in the simplest way about a very big yesod in Avodas Hashem. The Braisa, the Shabbos of Tana Rabbanan, the Chaf HaKislev, the 25th of Kislev, Yom Timnayo Inon, 8 days of Hanukkah. Leila Misfid behind, Leila Sanis behind. Raisa said that we're not allowed to say Hespedim. We're not allowed to say Hespedim eulogies over a mace. That will miss with them behind, like the sound is behind at the fast. Tzaddikim are wondering, it's brought down Tzaddik from Alexander, Vorka, that's the beginning of the sugya of Chanukah, that's our entrance into the world of Chanukah, my Chanukah, B'chav HaKislev. That Yom Timnaya Inun, that there are 8 days of Chanukah, and what's the gather of Chanukah? Deloy lemisbe behind, not to say eulogy over a maze. Anybody here, anyone here would be stopped in the street and would be asked, Rabbi, tell me, what's the meaning of Chanukah? So, depending upon one's background and one's learning, one would say, Yimei Halal, Yimei Hodoya, you could say Yimei Simcha. People would talk about Hakar Satov, and so on. Nisim, a big opening by Yom Ha'Hamis Manazeh. There are many, many discussions in Halacha how to define the gather of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. But it seems odd that the shar, the gate into the most wondrous Yom Tov of Chanukah is Deloid L'Misbet Bahayim, is the Isra of Hespedim. Not to eulogize over a mace. Not to say hesped over a mace. One of the hardest things in the world is to change. It's one of the hardest, hardest things in the world is to change. Everybody knows that. Because every single one of you and myself, we've all tried to change. It's so hard to change. In the Yom of Asay Toiv, it's so hard. It seems sometimes, it seems a lot, that Leah Shabbos was the same as the Shabbos before. And that next Shabbos is the same as this Shabbos. It seems and it feels like last Mincha was the same as this Mincha. Marv and Marv. Shemoneh Esrei. Kriya Shema is a Kriya Shema. To make changes, Latoiv, that there should be an Or and a Chiyas and one's Avoida, to feel more Kivas Elokim. You know that all of us have been learning the Svarim HaKadoshim, each one his favorite Svarim, whatever they are. And you read about, you learn about, and you get excited about the Madregas that we see. If you learn Kedushas Levi Chanukah, the Kedushas of Chanukah. If you like Shem Yishmur, Bnei Yisrael, whatever the Sefer is, Madregas, we read about Madregas, Navayda, for years and years and years. We're reading about these Madregas, Navayda Hashem. But we see that we haven't changed. It's so hard to change. All of these Madregas we look at, and they're beautiful. We say Torah about them. We sing songs about them. We tell stories of the tzaddikim and the madrigas, or of simple Jews and their madrigas. But we remain complicated and dry. Sometimes you look at a friend that you grew up with, you went to yeshiva with, or stand that you know from the neighborhood, from shul, and you see that it seems to you very, very clear that this person is taka, pulled ahead. Pulled really, really ahead. So now say toiv, to change. Look, we do change. It's not a long time since Yontif. And everybody, every one of us decided to make changes and we tried. But it's so hard that the change should be able to be sustained, to be able to keep it, to be able to hold on to it. So sometimes we can make these changes, a little bit, but it's hard. It's hard to be consistent and to keep it up. And then in the world of Sur Meirah, the world of Sur Meirah and Kaz, Aslus and Atzvus, thinking of Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras Halashon, Shmiras Habriz, Kedusha. Years and years, it's so hard to change. I think this is one of the, if not the greatest, cause for the deep sadness that you see on the faces of many Oivdei Hashem, many serious Jews. Al kedei kach that sometimes they wonder if bechlal the whole inyan is kedai, chas v'shalom. So the Braisa begins Chanukah by saying, teaching every Jew. Also, the misbit behind. Stop eulogizing. Stop saying a hesbit. Because the biggest hesbit that a person says in his life is about himself. When a person looks at himself and says, I once dreamt that I would be a Baal Madregis, or I once dreamt that I would be an Oved Hashem, I once dreamt that I would be davening with Kavana, I once dreamt that I would be clean with the Indian of Kedusha, I dreamt of these things, and Naka Lo Yanaka. And I wasn't able to clean things. So so many Jews that are Shomer Mitzvahs. I talked to Bachram. I talked to Bachram, the most beautiful, beautiful Bachram. You could have an 18, 19-year-old Bachram. He's already saying Hespedim over himself. What I thought I would be. Shomer Bachram, you're 18 years old, 19 years old. A Hesped. Kilo, there was once upon a time, there was a chance that I could have been, but I never turned out to be. So the beginning of the Braisa of Chanukah is Chazal come and tell us that there's something about the Yontif of Chanukah that has the ability to put an end to that hesped, to loyla misbid behind, to stop eulogizing over our lives, to stop saying hespedim, kilo, there's no longer a chance for anything to change. There's no longer a chance for us to become different. They were stuck in something. See, Chanukah, Zaklal, always me'oivai techakmeini. When we look at what our enemies sought, it's a big sugya, the Inin of Yavan. It's a very, very big sugya. Yevanim nikbetzu alai azai b'mechashman v'faratzu chaymois migdalai. There's a murid ekayach of tuma. We're living in such an unbelievable klipa. Do you know that all the galias, like the Bnei Sosra brings, all the galias are wrapped into the last galas. The Maral says that, and other tzaddikim. That the bechina of this last galas is hakal. The koich of Yavan in our times, I'm not talking about the inyanim of Chach Mechitzainis, all of these inyanim, there's a koich of a paratzu chaymais migdalai. The ability to break barriers down, things that everybody in the world thought could never be, places where nobody could go, where there are walls and barriers and separations. There's such a koyach that Yavan has, this tumah, this klipa of Yavan, of uparatzu chaymais migdalai, to break down all barriers, things that are taking place in the world, and what happened then by Chanukah, that no Jew ever dreamt, no decent moral person ever dreamt could be. Uparatzu chaymais migdalai. There are no walls, there are no barriers, there's nothing in the way. So if there's such a koyach that's misgale and tumor of uparatzu chaymais migdalai, to be pirates, to be able to break through all barriers. So the Svarim say that this koyach we yarshened from Yavan. Because Nitzachan victory doesn't mean to defeat, just to defeat the enemy. And Avodas Hashem, Nitzachan means that we take the koyach that the enemy used against us and we yarshim that koyach. We take that koyach. We're able to absorb that koyach within ourselves. That means that a Jew, as I said before, sees himself living b'matzor u'b'matzoik. It's the universal b'tayvus. So shchaydish. B'matzor b'matzoik means that he's besieged. There's a wall. He can't break out of a wall. I was talking to a person today. He's 43, 44. I don't want to go into any problem there, children. He's in a tumah, he says, since he's 12 years old, he's in a tumah. Now it came to a point that his wife's not letting him in the house anymore. He was Isaac with this Indian all day today with his family. And the children know about it and they saw different things. A person is besieged. this klipa of is a powerful klipa, but the koyach of Yavan is a koyach of uparitzu chay mais migdalai, to break through any walls, any barriers. That means that Chanukah, when we defeated our enemies, we were able to draw out from them this murde koyach, that even though a person feels that he's besieged, he's stuck in a certain place, ba'asei toiv, he can't make it into a better Shabbos. He can't have a better davening. He's tried and he's failed, he's tried and he's failed. There's a wall that a person feels that's holding him back in asei toiv, and there's a wall that is crushing him and shrinking him and killing him and his family in Sur Meira and Yonim. And he feels that he's not able to get through that. And even though every now and then he gives a little bit of a, comes out Shanim Kippur, he gives a knack, and he makes a little bit of a pirtza, something, epis something, but he feels that it doesn't last. So in Kedusha there's a Yontav of Chanukah, of a part of Chaimus Migdalai, and Chazal say, Kavo'um v'aso, Kavo'um v'aso, that they were kaveya, such a yontav of Chanukah, dakvius. That means that a Jew has the ability to break through barriers which the rest of the year, even Rosh Hashanah Kippur, he has on Chanukah the ability to break through uparutzu chaymais migdalai, to knock down constraints, to knock down the tzimtzum that's been holding him back so many years. But here's the aside of how to do it. It's the aside of Abyssal's Oich Gut. Reb Nosson Schusir Elaino, whose your side is Asar B'Tayvus. Reb Nosson, some of the heavy here, we were together by Reb Nosson Schusir. It was Zeichet to be there. It was Bem's one of the special moments of my life. Don't you think? Remember? It was unbelievable. And Reb Nosson, when he, you know, Reb Nosson was a Goyin Haga'oinim. They wanted him to be Rav in big kehilas, and he stayed with Rabbi Nachman. Of all the bizyoinus of that he went through, that if you read a little bit about his life, Mamish bizyoinus. And Reb Nosson said that when I came to Rabbeinu, when I came to Rabbi Nachman, he says he was a tzibrach in a keli. Because he tried, he said many, many times, to learn the Hasmada. His musik of Hasmada must have been unbelievable. He tried to learn the Hasmada beretzifus, without stopping. And he had the biggest she'ifus to become a big, big, big Talmud Chacham. But he felt that as many times as he tried, he couldn't sustain. He couldn't be with a kviyas, kavon v'asom. Asom v'kavom, he couldn't make a kviyas. He couldn't break through. He wasn't able to hold on to the hasmada, to the ritzifus in his learning and his growing in avaida. And he came to Rabbeinu and he said, "It's a roch nekeli, a broken clay. Noisa kankana." And he said that Rabbi Nachman told him one thing. What did Rabbi Nachman tell him? He says, "Nosson, Abyssal is euch gut." Abyssal is euch gut means a little bit is also good. We all know what the words mean. Abyssal is euch gut. Rabbi Nosson understood that. And he gave up all of his plans. And he began a different life of Abyssal is euch gut. Today, what I could do, today, Hayyim, Abyssal is euch good. which all of the teachings of Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Nosson is a peirush on this inyan of Abyssal Zoych Gud B'chol Einyon. That a little bit is also a good thing, it's a big thing. And then there's a little bit more, there's a little bit more, and he became Rabbi Nosson B'Abyssal. So what happened by Chanukah? What happened by Chanukah is this. What happened by Chanukah is that the matzav in Eretz Yisrael was mamash a chorban. A chorban. I mean, the ruchni was a chorban. It's hard for us to be masig what was going on. It was mamash a chorban. And the Chashmonoim came. And the whole Maisa that happened. Bodku and Motsu, they were rummaging through the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash. And everything was filthy and defiled and ruined, which was thus was just a reflection of everybody's life. Defiled, filthy, dirty, ruined, and low. And the Chashmonaim found a pach echad of shemen, which was munach b'chayis moshe koyin galal. They found a little bit of oil, a little bit of shemen tahar. Instead of saying, what's the tachlis? What's the point? What's the point of starting again with a little bit? I'll never be able to make anything out of this. Nothing will ever come of this. Instead, the Chashmonaim came to this realization that Abyssal is oich good. Abyssal is oich good. And if I can light, if I can make an opening, and if I can light one candle, If I could change one thing in my life, if I can break through one wall, one barrier, if I could change one thing, if I could break through and make one change, if I could open up a little pach shemen in my life of something that's pure. So Chanukah was megala, this side of Abyssal is oich good. Because that's all the Baruch Shalom wants of each and every one of us. That a person has a rotzen amiti upnim to change. In one inyan, even the smallest little inyan. Even if it's only a pach, a tiny little pach shem. But it's a rotzen amiti. It's munah b'chayis meshal kohen gadol. He really, really wants this. And he concentrates and focuses on this inyan. Then the Baruch Shalom showed the Chashmonaim that he had so much, that Baruch Shalom had so much simcha and nachis from the Chashmonaim. Because that's not the typical response to the disappointment of finding a little bit in your life. The typical response is lemisbid behind, is to say, haspeid, sure, I have a little bit. I thought I was going to have a lot, I have a little bit. It's like that with everything in life. I thought I was going to have a big house, I have a little house. I thought I was going to have great kids, my kids are difficult. I thought I was going to have the greatest wife, my wife's not so great. I thought I was going to have a big parnas. I don't have a big parnas. I thought it was going to be a big lamdan. I'm not even a little lamdan. It's always about the disappointment of thinking you're going to find a big pach and you get hit with a little pach. But the Chashmonaim, instead of being dispelled from that, instead of focusing on the terrible mess that was around them and the filth that was filling their lives, they were filled with simcha, abyssals, oich good, chevra. We found a little bit that's good. Abyssal is oich good. It's so good. A little bit that's pure is oich good. It's oich good. And then the Baruch Shalom had so much nachas from the Chashmonaim, from the Yidden, that he was mashpia, such hashpos, that he took over then. He took over and what was only a little bit, ma'at, a little bit, slowly, la'at, la'at, became the fire of Chanukah, which is 8, which is Kavon Ma'asom, which is Netzach Netzachim, which is forever and ever and ever, such a fire. The fire of Chanukah. It's the biggest nechama that Am Yisrael has. The Tzaddik Rebbe Ephraim will say that the Nachamu Ami. Nachamu is Ne'er Chanukah, Moisef Ha'olach. It's the Oisius Nachamu. Ne'er Chanukah, Moisef Ha'olach. Ne'er Chanukah tells a Jew that your avoid is, your responsibility is abyssal. A little. A little. I only have a half hour day to learn. What's the tachts? No. You found a little bit of a pasham. Make it pure. Make it good. Abyssal is oich good. Ne'er Chanukah, Moisef Ha'olach. A person can be Moisef Ha'olach. It's the koiches of Nachamu. It's the biggest nechama that a Jew has. Is that Ne'er Chanukah, Moisef Ha'olach. That abyssal is oich good. That a little bit can become so much. If a person stops thinking about the whole big picture, just to try that shemen, that one little thing, that one little pach. There's something else, however, that a Jew needs. And I feel it very strongly now. The tzaddikim say, on the lashon of davening, that we that every morning of yididim ha'avarta, of yididim ha'avarta means that there are things in one's avodas Hashem that on his own he's just not able to get through. He can't break through that wall. He can't break through the wall. He's trying. He hears all of the tires and all of the chizik and all of the tires, but he can't. He feels that he just doesn't have to start. The avoda of yedidim he'avarta means that by having good friends like we have, that by having a wonderful chaver, v'yedidim he'avarta, if you have good chaverim he'avarta, you can break through everything. V'yedidim he'avarta. V'yedidim he'avarta l'ha'avir means that even a person whose mind is filled with the sickest things, and he doesn't know how to get out of that crazy wall that he's in, that siege that he's in, but v'yedidim he'avarta, with yedidim he'avarta, he's able to push those things away from his life, to get through those things. V'yedidim he'avarta. I'll tell you, Maisa. It's Maisa from the Heilige Rishna, Schussi Helene. The Chassidim asked, how is it that the Russians were able to defeat Napoleon? What's that? Napoleon had a very sophisticated army. And he himself wasn't a shaita. He was a Russia, but he wasn't a shaita. There's so much more money. They were so much more equipped. So everybody just says, well, they made a mistake with the winter. If you want to start up with the Russians, it's better to do it in the summer, not in the winter. Yes. The vision has said, what happened? This is the answer. He said that there was once a choshev, Choshev Paritz that had five magnificent horses. This is the best, most choshev wagon in the whole Russia, or Poland, wherever, and he's going with this. And it was it had been raining or snowing, whatever, and they sunk into mud, which often happened. And he has these super horses, most expensive horses, and they're pushing and they're pulling and they scream. He's beating these horses up so badly. And the guy is. They can't pull themselves out. He's beating them. And there's noise and the horses are screaming and he's screaming. In the meantime, some poor some poor person passes by, and he's got two old horses. And this yid with the two old horses says to the pirates, could I help you? So the pirate starts cursing the Jew. Are you going to help me? I can't get out with these horses. What do you want to do? He says, I'm going to try my two horses. Can I hook them up? So the guy couldn't believe it. You're out of your mind? These are the most powerful horses in Russia. What are you talking with? You have two sick horses over there. So he said, okay, if you don't want, you don't want. In the meantime, this guy is hitting and beating and screaming. And the yid's watching this. And the visionist says that the pirates at this point, he just yelled at the Jew, okay, go ahead. See what you could do. So he unties the wagon from those five horses to go. And he takes his two old horses, and they go the Ein, Zwei, Drei. One good pull, the wagon comes out from the mud. This guy was going out of his kelim, the pirates. Couldn't believe it. How could such a thing be? So the pirates asked the Jew, "What's with those horses? How do you do that?" So the yid says, pirates, look, you're very, very, very rich. So you bought five horses. One horse is from England. The other horse is the best one from France. This one's from Italy. This one's from Germany. This one's from Russia. The five best horses. Demis says, these horses, they don't know each other, you know. They have no shaykhs one to the other. They come from a different world, no shaykhs. You're beating and you're hitting this one, the other one doesn't feel it at all. He doesn't know what's going on with the guy next door. They don't speak the same language, he says. They don't understand each other. No shaykhs, one horse or the other. He just hooked them up like that. But my two ferrets, my two horses, we're very, very poor. We all grew up in the same place, like in a barn. And they know each other since they're little babies. They understand each other. So if I give a patch to one, the other one feels the patch. You understand? I give a patch to one, the other one feels kilo, I'm hitting him. He can't take it. But you give a patch, one is not enough to pull the wagon out. So he's pulling, he's the only one that feels it. The other one's just standing, they don't feel anything. But by me, we're poor. And each horse feels the other one. We know each other, it's who we are. We're in this together. So the vision is said that that's the chilek between Napoleon and Russia. His Napoleon is very, very rich, and he bought fancy things, and he has the most expensive horses. But his soldiers, he said, he took soldiers from all different places. They don't feel one for the other. No shaykh is one to the other. Mashena came. In Russia, they were very poor. They're very, very poor. And they all stand there, Russian soldiers. Russian soldiers, one gets beaten, so the other one also feels that he's getting beaten. And when one has a hischaskis, the other one also has a hischaskis. And the vision is said that we could take from here a very, very big yisoid in Avodas Hashem, which is the second yisoid. Abyssal is Eich Gut, is yisoid Aleph. And the second yisoid is Yedidim he'avarta. Yedidim he'avarta. That when Am Yisrael there saw Yevanim nikbitzu alai, that means there's a koyach and tum of nikbitzu alai, that our enemies gathered together as one against us. And the Hashemayim screamed out, Mila Sham Elai, Mila Sham Elai. And all the Jews, Av Echad L'Kulanu, we have one father. We grew up together, all of us. You see what has just happened now in America, such a modern thing. It's a modern thing. So, Nikbitsu Alainu, they got together, the United Nations, and Nikbitsu Alai. It's the whole Koyach of Tumah, And from that will come only a big mapola to all the krechas of Tumah. But the result of that is, and it's going to be even stronger and stronger, is Mila Hashem Elai. It's to remind Jews that we only have each other. There's nothing else. We just have each other. And V'yididim ha'avarta, that even if one doesn't know how to pull himself out of the dirt, out of the mud, but if you have good friends, and you learn together, and you daven together, and you fabring together, and you help each other with the nyanim of Olam Hazeh, and you worry with each other, and you laugh together, and you cry together, when one gets a patch, the rest of the chevra feels the patch. And when one has a simcha, the rest of the chevra feels the simcha. Then you and I can get out of any mud, any dirt in the world. V'yididim ha'varta. Mila Hashem Elai. Hashem's Baruch should help us. We're living in a time that there are strange things that are happening. So time, Chanukah is happening, Davke, Chanukah, it's time of Nisan. Of the end, the 13 midas, so the midas, the Yudgim midas are Achma through Chanukah, the first 8 days, and then all of that, then they all gather up at the end, the final 5 midas. And the midas end Vinake, Lo Yinake, it's hard to understand Vinake, but then it says Lo Yinake. Right? So we understand Vinake, that Hashem cleans us of all of our sins, but the truth is it says Lo Yinake. So Rishon will talk about this. How do you count the midas? V'nakeh lo yinakeh. This is the midah of v'nakeh lo yinakeh. By Zayis Chanukah is very strong by the end of Chanukah. V'nakeh lo yinakeh. It's the end of Chanukah. It's the end of the 13 midas. V'nakeh lo yinakeh. So first of all, what Chassidim, they say pshat, is that the midah of v'nakeh is so strong that even a Jew who thinks lo yinakeh, that he can never become clean, he could clean him too. He has such a pshat that would very much upset people who are not Chassidim. That Vinake is so gewaldig that even the one who thinks lo yinake, he could also become good. But there's a deeper pshat than that. Vinake lo yinake, Vinake is the oisius vav hei, right? Vinake, vav hei. Lo yinake is yud hei. Yinake is yud and hei. So it's the oisius, the shem havai baruch hu. Umenoisa kankanem nasenes b'shoshanam, Chazal say, al testakel b'kankan, because the outside letters, Anake and Yanake, Altistaka Bakankan, which is Naka Yanake. Altistaka Bakankan of Amasha Yeshboy, because the inside letters are the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. And that means that no matter how Jew looks on the outside, the inside letters, Altistaka Bakankan, Naka Yanake, the UK Vavke is the Shem Havaya, Shem Hashem Nikra Lane. Shem Hashem Nikra Lane. No, Mr. Jean, we were Zoicha to see Nisim then. Amen.